You are my strength, strength like no one else, strength like no other. Reaches me. You are my strength like no other, strength like no other, reaches me. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up, you lift me up.
You are my hope.
Is that hope?
Hope like no other.
Hope like no other.
Hope like no other.
Lift those hands. You are.
Hope like no other.
Hope like no other.
Hope like no other.
Hope like no other.
Said it reaches. Then in the fullness.
Yes, you do, Jesus. Yes, you do, Lord.
You
lift me up.
Unfailing love.
Unfailing love.
Stronger than
mountains.
Yeah, and so much deeper than ocean.
Deeper than ocean.
Said it reaches.
Stronger than mountains.
So much deeper
than ocean.
I said it reaches.
Reaches.
let's worship Him right where we are. With our hands extended towards Him, our hearts open to Him. Come on, let's proclaim in this place that we surrender everything to Him. Come on, sing it. I surrender all to You.
Thank you. in times of trouble, I found him to be a friend of mine. When storm clouds come in your life, he'll be there. Oh yeah.
Be there.
And all your burdens, he helps you to bear.
Forgiven of my sin.
Forgiven of my sin.
Lord, thank you. And redeemed through his blood.
And redeemed through his blood.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
I have so many reasons.
I have so many reasons
to rejoice. Let's give him a few more. He woke me up this morning.
He woke me up this morning.
And he started me on my way.
And he started me on my way.
Thank you, Jesus. Not only that, but you gave me help and strength.
He gave me help and strength.
I'm so grateful, God. And you let me see another day.
Let me see another day.
And for that, I lift my hands and say, oh, yes.
Oh,
hallelujah. Somebody help me thank you. Help me praise him and say rejoice.
Nothing we've done to deserve the mercy you shown, but your grace was strong enough to pick us up, and you made a way when our backs were
against the wall,
and it looked like
we're standing here
only because
you saved us.
Away. Oh, smooth mountain. You called the walls
up
with your power.
Greensboro, North Carolina, and you're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Thank you. God is holy, holy. That slain for the sin of the world, holy. Lord God is holy. That slain for the sin of the world, He's holy, holy. Oh, He's a precious Lamb. Oh, that slain
for the sin of the world.
Anybody out there know that the Lord?
You thought I was to die for. You sacrificed your life. You thought I was to die for. Oh, you thought I was to die for. You came down from heaven to earth, and I'm so grateful that you sacrificed your life so I could be free.
How can I say thanks for the things you have done for me, things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me.
The voices of a million
might call you holy. Your name is holy. You are so holy to me. I call you holy. Your name is holy. Holy you are, and holy you be. Ah, yeah, yeah. Anybody know he's holy?
Come on, say,
hello, God.
So glad to see you. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one station in the world.
How excellent.
I live my life to praise and magnify his name. He's everything to me. He's my all in all today. For I've seen the lightning flashing and I've heard the thunder roll. He's brought me through every trial and redeemed my soul. Be still and know that he's still God. He'll never leave you. He's by your side. Be still and know. My all in all today. For I've seen the lightning flashing and I've heard the thunder roll. He's brought me through every trial and redeemed my soul.
God is able you to experience abundantly above all you can ask or think. According to the power that works on the inside, that works on the inside of you.
Power now. I'm Siobhan.
And I'm John.
Be sure to tune in every Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. to the Rivers of Living Water Ministries broadcast.
You can tune in on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Yeah. Oh, In the mix, in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass, it's the NFI giving God the praise.
Wonderful,
wonderful,
he's my
counselor.
Jesus. Come on, help me.
Oh, my soul.
Bless the name.
Oh, my soul. And Lord.
sets the way on the NFI.
While I can't see, I'm blessed in my
Praise
him,
see, I won't be here always, so I bless.
I bless
him,
all
time. Listening. And now let's join Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry, Raleigh, North Carolina. Good evening.
Good afternoon to you. To God be the glory for all he has done. Oh, come worship the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus, and I thank God for each and every one of you. And I thank God for all he is to me and all he has done. To God be all of the glory. And I would like to send out the program to the family of Pastor Bishop Nellie Harris in her passing on last Wednesday. And let me say that her funeral will be this Thursday at 12 o'clock at Poplar Springs United Church of Christ on the Old Stage Road in Raleigh. So if you would like to make plans to be there for Pastor Nellie's homegoing, that is the arrangement. That the viewing will be from 11 to 12 on Thursday, just before the funeral, and then the funeral starts at 12. So to the Denning family, we send you our condolences. Okay, and that's to say that we never know when we are leaving out of this world, because the last time I saw Pastor Nellie, She was so excited because she had just gotten married. I want to think that was back in November. December. She had just gotten married, and she was excited. She had the most beautiful smile on her face. And I thank her because, you know, a lot of times she and I would have talks at night, late night talks. And I know she was so bowed down for a while because her son had died. I want to think it was about a year ago. Her son had died, and she was so grief-stricken. But, you know, God knows how to deal with stuff. He would send people in to her, people that she could, you know, sit down and talk with. And I thank God for Pastor Nelly, Pastor Bishop Nelly. And you know something else? Even though she was a bishop, her head never got big. I just found out what about 18 months ago that she was actually a bishop. She didn't walk around with her head stuck up in the clouds, you know, saying, "Oh, you know, I'm a bishop. I can say that." That's not who she was. That's not how she was. And I thank God for how he put her in my life. And to God be the glory. Okay, today we're going to go to First Peter. First Peter chapter 5, I believe it is. First Peter chapter 5. And this scripture reminds me of Bishop Nelly because it's talking about humbling yourself. She was a very humble person because even as a pastor, she did all she could do for her members, regardless to how tired she was. If one of the members called her, instead of sending one of the other ministers to do some of the things that could have been done, she would get up and go herself and take care her members. Sure, she could delegate, but people usually want their pastors to come and to see about them. And even though it's a lot of people that says, "Well, these preachers need to get up and go to work. They need to go get them a job." But they don't think about 3 o'clock in the morning when the members have a problem and they are going out to the hospital to pray with somebody, and they've got a job that they need to be at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock a.m. They say, "Well, they need to go get a job." They got a job. They got the one that God called them to. It amazes me that people don't think that if God has given you a job, that you don't have a job. And 90% of the time it's because they are not going to do what God told them, and so they assume that you shouldn't either. let's start reading here. First Peter. Chapter 5. And we're going to start at verse 2. It says, "Feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly." In other words, don't do it just because you just feel like I just got to do this. Lord have mercy, I just got to go and preach to these folks and they don't deserve it. No, you do it because you're excited to do it. You do it because God said do it. and you get if there's something that's very pleasing inside of you, because all the people God could have called to go preach a message to these particular people, he calls you. And that's just like Jonah. Just think about Jonah. All the people that God called to go to Nineveh, he called Jonah. And Jonah basically said, I'm not going. So he went in another direction. But that's a message for another day. God for that. Not by constraint. In other words, don't do it because God has got you by the collar and you just got to go do what he said. Because see, understand this. God is going to get his thing done whether you go along with the program or not. Nor for filth and lucre. In other words, don't do it just for money. In other words, people, understand you're supposed to pay that preacher, make sure that preacher have gas to get where they're going, a way to upkeep their car. Their children have to eat. Their wife need a new dress every once in a while. The wife is the first lady of that church. She needs to be taken care of also, and their children. Now, children shouldn't be the worst looking children in the church, okay? Sister Luca, but of a ready mind. That ready mind means, boy, when God asks you to do something, get excited about it. Don't do it just because, oh, Lord, I got to go preach again today. Hey, have you seen my shirt that I need to wear, Catherine? No. Oh, I got my shirt ready. I got my robe ready. Ooh, thank you, Lord, for giving me this assignment. Lord, thank you for giving me this. Lord, ha, come on, CT, come on, sir. Oh, hallelujah, Lord, you chose me. Neither as being Lord over God's heritage. In other words, just like I said about Bishop Nell a while ago, don't let your head get big. Because God has given you an assignment. Remember, he could have given it to anybody, somebody that couldn't even read a month ago. Hallelujah. And you got this big degree, and you decide, oh, I got this big degree, and I'm going to walk, and I'm going to look down on everybody around me. No. Uh-uh. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. In other words, constrain yourself. Be humble. Have a humble spirit. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. In other words, when Jesus come back, and I can imagine when Pastor Nelly when Pastor Nelly left this world, I can almost can see a smile on her face, thinking, oh, God, the King of Glory has come, and I get to go back. Oh, my God, I get to go back with him. Oh, I can imagine she was so excited because, I got to see behind, hallelujah, that curtain that she, hallelujah, lived. And as a pastor in front of everybody, but behind that curtain, she lived, hallelujah, still a pastor, hallelujah, and I thank God for her. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. In other words, a lot of times, hallelujah, these people don't respect the pastor, they don't respect their mother, they don't respect anybody. Hallelujah. They're the ones that's older than they are. They got people 70 and 80 and 90 years old. They still calling them by the first name. They don't even consider who they are and how God has instructed them to, hallelujah, to train them. But they still calling them older people, hallelujah, by the first name. Hallelujah. Likewise, you younger, submit yourself unto the older. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. In other words, hallelujah, be humble. Hallelujah. Be humble. Hallelujah. You don't have to, you know what? If you walk in the church and tell somebody, you don't have, nobody has to tell folks who you are as a pastor. It's something about that pastor that you will know who they are. And you know what? I have gone into the nursing home with the church. I was the associate pastor at my home church at that time, and the missionary department would go into the nursing home or the retirement center or whatever you want to call it, and that would be a church mother in there, and I could tell who the church mother was. She didn't have to walk around and say, well, I'll get this done. I'm the church mother. Nobody had to tell me, because certain things would start happening when we walk in. She would get some Bibles from the nursing home. She would lay them up where they needed to go. She would put the cloth on the thing that the Bible go on, where the preacher is going to stand, and she would do certain things, and I could tell who the church mother was, because she was always taking care of the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. And you can tell who people are. They don't have to say, I'm the head of this. I'm the head of this building. I'm the head of this ministry. I'm the head of this. You don't have to tell anybody. Hallelujah. When you humble yourself, you become meek. You know, a horse, when he's out in the wild, he's wild, and he kicks, and he bucks, and he does all of that. But sometimes you can you can tame a horse. He has the same strength. He can kick one time and kill you, grave or dead. But you know what? He still, even though he's meek, he still had that same strength, and that's the way we as saints of God should be. And so the word said, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. See, God will lift you up. You don't have to try to lift your own self up. God will lift you up in due time. Hallelujah. When you humble yourself and you don't have to go around telling everybody, I'm this and I'm that. That reminds me of Bishop Bailey. Hallelujah. When her choirs went somewhere to sing, she would be right there with those choirs. When somebody from her church, I know this young lady had a stroke that was at her church, and she would go and see to that person having somebody to come in, hallelujah, their house to stay with her. She would do things for her, take a members back and forth to the doctor. She had deacons and deaconesses that could do that stuff, but she did it her own self. Hallelujah. She took care. Hallelujah. Her members. Hallelujah. And I thank God for Jesus. But she humbled herself under the mighty hands of God. And then when they needed a bishop, hallelujah, they exalted her. Hallelujah, in due time, because, hallelujah, she had one of the most humble spirits you will ever want to run across, and I thank God for them. Hallelujah, casting your cares upon him, because he cares for you. You see, that's the way it was with her first husband. Hallelujah. She cast all her cares up. That man was mean. He was a husband from hell, but she, rather than get up and run off and leave him, she stayed right there. And he she took care of what his needs were. Hallelujah. But she cast her cares on the Lord. She told the Lord, Lord, I'm giving you all of my cares. Lord, you take care of me, because I don't know what to do. But, Lord, you know exactly what I need, where I need it, and how I need it. Hallelujah. And the Lord exalted her in due time. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Casting your cares upon him because he cares for you. God cares for you. Jesus cares for you. It was Jesus that went out on that cross, hallelujah, and died for you and died for me. He, hallelujah, he took us, hallelujah, hallelujah, and took all of that blood that was wasted, hallelujah, out for our sake. Hallelujah. Then when he, hallelujah, was pierced in the side, hallelujah, and they took him, hallelujah, and they put him in the tomb, and then he was buried there for 3 days, and then, hallelujah, he was came forth out of that grave, hallelujah, but he knew what we needed. He knew, hallelujah, that we had to humble ourselves. Hallelujah, that's what Jesus did. He went, he came, he humbled himself. He could have done anything. He could have called for however many angels he needed. Hallelujah, and they would have been, hallelujah, right there, hallelujah, to take care of his need. Jesus himself could have spoke, and everybody would have dropped dead if that's what he wanted, but he humbled himself, letting us know, hallelujah, that that's what you have to do. Hallelujah, you don't have to open your mouth and sound big. You don't have to do any of that. Hallelujah, and it said, be sober, be vigilant. In other words, you better be watchful. Hallelujah. You better be cold sober, looking around, watching, because your adversary, the devil, is letting us know who our adversary is. It's the devil. He, hallelujah, wanted to be like God, and he said, I will. And he was always trying to exert his will, not the will of God. Hallelujah. He always said, I will. I will be like God. Hallelujah. How many know that the devil can't be like God? Hallelujah. Because God, hallelujah, even though he's more powerful, than, he is power. He is love. Hallelujah. He is joy. He is peace. He's all of those things, and he's also humble. Hallelujah. He made the whole universe. He made it, all you got to say is he made it. God was it. He made it. Hallelujah. And I thank God for Jesus. The devil as a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. In other words, he wants to destroy everything in his path that love God. And that devil wants to destroy you too. But let me tell you what. The devil can't destroy you. Hallelujah, because God got you in his hand. Hallelujah, Jesus, I'm standing at the door and knock. Now, when you open the door to him, the devil can't do nothing to you, because once you open that door, Jesus will step in. And when Jesus is in the house, the devil got the backup. And I thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah, to devour means that he's trying to destroy, to tear you apart. Hallelujah, but he can't do it. Because God is, and he always said in the Old Testament, I am, hallelujah, I am what? I am whatever you need me to be. I am love, I am joy, I am peace, I am, hallelujah, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Hallelujah, whom resist, it says, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith. In other words, let your faith stand, hallelujah, out in front. You go where you want to go with your faith stuck out in front, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. In other words, we have problems too, hallelujah, but let our faith not show all of the things that we are going through. Hallelujah, because God is in control of it all. He's in control of it all. He knows what we need. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But the God of all grace, whom has called us unto his eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after that ye have suffered a while. Hallelujah. See, you're going to suffer. Hallelujah. We think that because we say we shouldn't suffer, just like Job's friend, try to talk him into believing that he had sinned. That's how come he was sick, and they were busy judging. But see, we got to stop judging one another, because, hallelujah, that's what the devil wants to do, is cause us to look at each other with our nose turned up, trying to pretend, hallelujah, we're all that and a bag of chips. Hallelujah, when Jesus know what we have done. Hallelujah, when all of them ran to tell Job everything that had happened. And then he finally came, one finally came and told him all his children except one had died. Hallelujah, but Job said, God had given, God taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, Job hurt, and then the devil went back and took his fingers and tried to destroy Job's spirit by taking all of his children. But the word said, hallelujah, God, hallelujah, gave Job back everything, hallelujah, double what he had already, what he had. But you see, the devil can't do no more than God allow him to do. Hallelujah. Call us to into his eternal glory by Jesus Christ. After that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. In other words, God will settle it all for you. Yeah. You know, it's so amazing when I look back at certain people, and I hear people, every time somebody dies, I hear everybody say, well, so-and-so went to live with the Lord. Somebody earned their wings. Listen, I can't see in the Bible nowhere where they said nobody earned their wings. I can't see it. It's not there. And then we got to start saying what the Bible says. And they said, well, they became little angels. The Bible didn't say that. God didn't. All the angels God was going to make, he made them before he made the human. God didn't make folks to become human. So read your word before you start telling folks who people are. See, I know that when I can say Pastor Nelly went home to be with the Lord, that's because I knew her life, her secret life, and all of that. Like Daniel in the Bible, we know that Daniel lived a saved life. Daniel lived a holy life. Instead of Daniel looking at the lions, looking back at the lions, all the things that the lions had done, the lions were back there looking at Job. Were looking at Daniel. Dad was looking up at Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what we have to do. Look to Jesus. Hallelujah. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after that ye have suffered. So that tells me we're going to suffer. Make you perfect. See, only God can make you perfect, because you can't make you perfect. You can't do it. Establish you. In other words, he established you. You establish your own self. Only God can do that. Strengthen you. Sometimes we can be so weak we don't feel like we can set up. But God can strengthen you, settle you. In other words, this is settled right here. I don't care who wants to unsettle it. It's been settled. God got it all in control, so just step back. Now, he's going to settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. And the words say, amen. To God be the glory. When the word says amen, it means that amen means may it be so, or it is done. That's what Jesus said from the cross. It's done. And when Jesus says it's done, it's done. To God be the glory. That's the word for the day. Hallelujah. Humble yourself under the mighty hands of God. See? Because you can humble yourself under my hand, but I can't do a thing for you. Yes, I can. I made a mistake. I can pray for you. And God will answer my prayer. But our thing is we need to humble ourselves under the mighty hands of God so that he will exalt us in due time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, even as I open my mouth, Lord, bless your people, God. Bless that Denning family, God, and all of the other families that have lost somebody to death. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, remember Reverend Throne Kearney today, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless him that he can stand upright and keep this radio broadcast going so that we can teach and preach the word of God. Hallelujah, that somebody might come crying, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah, we say thank you, Lord. We glorify you. Lord, remember Apostle Barbara Watkins in the name of Jesus. And me and all of the other preachers that's coming forth on this radio. Lord, remember Apostle May Godfrey, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and Lord, remember my children. In Jesus' name, Lord, remember my niece. Hallelujah. Dr. Lee Morty. Oh, God, bless her in a mighty way in her church, God. Hallelujah. Bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, remember my niece, Pat Jonigan, God, and her family. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, Lord, remember the truck drivers out there. Hallelujah. And then those nursing home, God. Hallelujah. And those that's working out. Hallelujah. On the fields telling somebody that Jesus saves. And that Jesus loved them for all of the work that they do, that Jesus loved them. Jesus loved them even if they wasn't doing his work. He just loves everybody. But, Lord, help us know that everybody is not God's child. Help us to start saying the right thing. Hallelujah. Let us know. Hallelujah. Jesus told those men in the temple that they were of their father, the devil. Oh, God, help us not to be those, the devil's children, but the children of God. Oh, God, help us, God, to stand upright and let us see that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Father, we glorify your name. We praise you and we honor you for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We'll see you next week right back here on the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Bye-bye. Been listening to Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry radio broadcast. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday from 1 o'clock p.m. until 1:30 p.m. here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
You know, Todd, I've noticed all the bad news in the paper.
I have too, Bill. Seems like things are getting bleaker.
Every day.
Oh, but for the child of God, it makes no difference.
And here's the good news. Things are bound to get better.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
The People's Station.
We're taking gorgeous music to another level. Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 to 5, keeping it live on the NFI. Hello, somebody, it's the NFI.
It's gorgeous music.
And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
I'm
could have been me.
In a wheelchair with no
breath. Could have been me. Trying to get across the street. My table to eat, but you know what? Cause it could have been me.
Oh, money, yeah. Up the next letter, that letter was from my doctor. I took some tests the other day, and I was nervous, but when I opened up my letter, all my tests were so good. Ain't that good news? Ain't God a good God? Somebody ought to tell the Lord, thank you. If they got approved for the scholarship or not, I got good news that the same God that sent my letter is going to be the same God that's going to send your letter. You want to tell God thank you right now that it's already done. Hey, guess what? I got good news. Your letter says that all things work together for the good of him that loves the Lord.
The Wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Catch the Wave on the NFI.
Good evening to you. Good evening. God bless you, and thank you for catching the wave. We are live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and welcome to a front row seat with various groups in concert. That's right, it's a front row seat with various groups in concert. And we're going to have a great time this evening, and I want you to call a neighbor and call a friend and let them know to lock in right here to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. You can join us on our website at www.nfiradio.com or on Facebook Live simply by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network. It's a front row seat, and today we're going to feature some of Carolina finest. That's right. From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's those mighty Golden Bells of Raleigh, North Carolina. Also featuring today in concert, it's the sounds of those loving sisters out of Hillsboro, North Carolina. Also today featuring from Franklinton, North Carolina, it's the sounds of the Souls of Calvary. And from Henderson, North Carolina, it's Brother Jane Martin and the Christian Hominette. Also featuring today from Fayetteville, North Carolina, it's those McDonald sisters. And also today from Lewisburg, North Carolina, the late great Brother Freddie Branch and the Singing Stars. It's all right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network in Raleigh, North Carolina. Let's get started. And let's go downtown Raleigh, North Carolina, with the sound of the mighty Golden Bells.
Thank you.